Brilliant, yeah. Probably wasn't the prettiest game of football, but just pitch is terrible, and we had to get 3 points. Like,
That's your second away win now of the season. You seem to like being on the road.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what it is, to be honest, but we ground out 2 wins away from home, and something hopefully we can carry on for the whole season.
What kind of game was it last night?
To be honest, it was a bit gritty and not a lot of football played, but just after a win on those pitches, you can't really play football, so you just have to get 3 points.
Yeah, and Cabinteely are a decent side as well.
They're okay, yeah. They're a very young team. We were probably well over them until they got the goal back, and then we kind of fell under pressure. We dropped a bit, and we made things hard for ourselves.
Cian Kingston and Corey Galvin getting the goals last night. What kind were those goals?
Cian's was a great free kick from Shane wide, and Cian got up at the back post and great header, in fairness. And Corey's was, I went down the wing and just kind of stood one up to the back post, and the defender misread it. Corey took it down and finished it well.
You played on the right wing last night. How did you find it?
Yeah, it's grand. Like, I've done it before with a few times with City and stuff. It doesn't come naturally to me, but it's doing a job for the team, and more than happy to do it.
Yeah, I suppose it's a case when the manager says they do a job for me, you can't really say no.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everyone's just happy to be on the pitch. Like, if enough fellas on the bench, you'd be happy to be playing on the right wing, so I can't be complaining. Like,
yeah. How would you assess your start to the season so far? 5 games played, 2 wins, 2 defeats and a draw.
I suppose up and down. We started well, then the Limerick game kind of rocked us, and we didn't really recover from it. Probably that was what caused us to lose to UCD as well. We weren't really over that result. But we put our heads down in training, and we've made a good few changes to the team, in fairness, to sort out kind of the defensive side of it. And yeah, last night was a good win. Hopefully we can kick on.
And as you said, Cabinteely are a very young side, but equally, you're just as young as them.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, a lot of teams in this division are, you know, probably bar Limerick. Everyone has a lot of young players in the team.
You're back in action now on Monday night against Waterford United, so it's just a short trip down the road for that game that was postponed a couple of weeks back. So good to be back in action straight away.
Yeah, we just have to get in, train tomorrow, make sure everyone's 100%, and hopefully get another good result.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And then you're back in St. Comyn's Park next Saturday night against Athlone Town, so the game's coming really thick and fast.
Yeah, that's grand. Like, we'd probably prefer that if players less training and more games.
Stephen Henderson was talking to us before the season started, and he said he kind of had half a hope that you might be pushing for a playoff spot come this season end. Do you think that you're in a position to be able to challenge for that playoff spot?
By the way things are looking, I think, other than Limerick, will look like they're going to win it. Everyone, it's going to be tight, and if you get a good run, 5 or 6 wins in a row, you could put yourself in a very good position. Like,
excellent. Rob, thanks very much for talking to us, and congrats on the win last night.
No, Robert, thanks, Rory.